This address, with its included scripture reading, was part of the YouTube-streamed worship service from St Paul's Lutheran Church, Box Hill, Victoria, Australia, on March the 3rd, 2024. For more information, visit www.stpaulsboxhill.org.au.
Last Sunday, in our sermon series on the journeying on the way of the cross with Jesus, we heard the call to go, leave everything behind and go. That was God's call to Abram and Sarai, who responded in faith, and off they went. Go because I promised to bless you and be with you, God says to Abram and Sarai. Go and make disciples of all nations, God says to us, especially around the time that someone is baptized, as we are blessed with promise and splashed with blessing. Go and make disciples, God says to you, church. And the challenge for us together is to respond in faith. So the sermon text that we have for today follows on quite closely from the one from the gospel reading we've just heard in John chapter 2. I'm going to read John chapter 3 verses 5 to 8, where Jesus is speaking to Nicodemus. He says, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Let's pray. Loving Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of baptism and for the gift of the gospel, where you call us to be your disciples and you bid us to go where you call. As the Spirit blows on us through the journey of life, as the Spirit might disrupt our lives, help us to respond boldly in faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, I know in our midst we have many travellers, people who have travelled to some very exotic locales. What's the longest or most difficult journey that you've made? As I say, some of you will probably have travelled, and I know some people have recently travelled to Antarctica and all sorts of amazing places. You might like to share your travel stories. One of the travel stories that I'm sharing with you this morning is a journey to the very northern part of Thailand. This is Lua country. L-U-A are the names of the people who live in this part of Thailand. They're marginalised people, quite poor people, and the Spirit has blown the gospel to this place. These are my poor efforts at taking photographs, but what I'm trying to show in these is that this is mountainous country. This is like you come to one mountain and there's just another range and another range and another range. There are landslides. It's just really hard to navigate this country. And yet God has brought the gospel to this place. It's a hard, long journey to get here. It's about... it's about 9 hours drive north of Bangkok if you've been to Thailand, just to give you some idea, near the border then with Myanmar. What's the longest journey that you've made in your life? It's been said that the longest and the hardest journey in life is actually the one that takes us, or does it take us, the journey that we want to take from our heart to our head. And I'm saying this quite deliberately, not from the head to the heart, but from the heart to the head. That one that would tell us that I'm worthy, that in Jesus, Jesus is enough for me to make the journey of life. I'm enough because God has wonderfully made me, as the psalmist says, and in baptism, I've been made new by God. The journey from the heart to the head, that I can actually then hear the call from God and follow God where he leads. Because God gives us this gift of the gospel through which the Spirit works. And as Paul writes to the Corinthians today, that gospel, that word for you is enough to know who you are and to be who you are boldly. For life's journey, this is what God gives us. It is, in fact, as Paul says, it's God's power, the power of God at work in you and in me to save us. The story of Christ on the cross, the journey that we make through Lent, as Karen said, to help us refocus on Christ on the cross, is the power of God and the wisdom of God for a holy and eternal life that God has for you and for me. We are born of the Spirit, John says. As he records Jesus' words, the wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. So it is with everyone. That's you and me too, isn't it? Born again. Our calling as Christians is to go, to follow Christ. It might be sometimes an unexpected journey as the Spirit blows where the Spirit will. Sometimes it's going to be an unsettling and disruptive journey, or at least parts thereof. Do we trust God when such times come into our lives to follow where he leads? Celtic piety, Celtic Christian piety, brings to us a Latin word, and again, for Latin scholars, please forgive me for my poor pronunciation, peregrinatio, which is sometimes translated as wandering or adventuring with the love of God. Sometimes it means simply to meander. Now, when I was on my R&R leave, to give you an idea of what I'm trying to talk about here, I came across one of these things at a market in Adelaide. It's called the Meander Market, the Meander Market. And it was held in Melbourne Street. And I thought, this seems to tie in with that word, peregrinatio, to have a holy meandering just where the Spirit takes us. And maybe it's calling me to my Melbourne street where I'm placed, I don't know. Maybe it's calling me to meander with the person who lives with me in the Melbourne street in which I'm domiciled. Maybe it's the person who's sitting next to you this morning. Are we prepared to go on a meandering journey? If my wife is here this morning, she'll be smiling inwardly, knowing that the last thing I want to do is meander. Well, I've got to get from point A to point B, and I've got a plan to get there. And I might feel uncomfortable in this journey. How about you? There is a lovely story told of the 9th century, and again, I'm picking up on this Celtic journey a little bit, of three Irishmen. Now, they don't go into a bar. They land on the shores of Cornwall, probably a journey of hundreds of kilometres. And here's the thing. They get there in a boat without any oars. They land on the shores of Cornwall without any oars. And, of course, the people there are wondering, what are these people doing? They bring these three Irish disciples of Christ, by the way, to King Alfred, Alfred the Great, and he asked them, what are you doing? What's going on here? And their reply supposedly was this: we stole away to be on pilgrimage We stole away to be on a journey of wandering, to bring the gospel, and we cared not where. We cared not where. We pray for direction in our lives, don't we? I do. We look for order, and in the church, that's a good thing to expect. We want sometimes control, and I'm not quite always sure that that's always helpful for me, or maybe for you. I like well-planned strategy and execution of it. But dear friends in Christ, are you and I prepared to get in that boat with those three Irishmen and go where the Spirit meanders us, if that's a word? Spirit of God, send me. Send us. And we'll go where you lead, and we care not where. Would you pray this? There is a certain wildness to the Spirit that sometimes is disruptive and unsettling. The call of the wild, the call of the Spirit, the call to go on a holy adventure. Perhaps our Lutheran forebears, and I don't know if there's any Lutherans amongst the people on that photo, but they came to this land, to a foreign land that blew them across the seas, and they brought with them to this place the gospel. It seems to me not to be a matter of if, but where. Where is the Spirit calling you? Where is the Spirit calling us? Our forebears, as I would say, were blown across the seas. They might have had oars on that ship, I'm not quite sure. But theirs is a story that lives on in you and me in faith today, perhaps in one way, shape or form, however it is that you first heard the gospel. Might we also at this time be called with the gospel on a journey unexpected through a project of building disruption to this place which is about to start? Are we ready for the unpredictable ordering work of the Spirit which takes us off the course of life that we thought? God is the God of wonderful surprise, I find. Yes, of holy disruption, but of wonderful mission adventure. So maybe something surprising from God will also be in the waiting that we have. Maybe there are comfort zones, well-trodden paths that God is going to call you and me away from. And it can seem hard for us when we lose that control of comfort and peace. But dear friends in Christ, might we be bold enough to pray for holy disruption? Come to me. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill my sails to go, to be sent anywhere. Can we make that journey as Christians together from our hearts, which know of God's faith, to our heads, which then take us into the world? And sometimes we doubt. And sometimes we worry. Sometimes we're just really anxious about these things. Sometimes we disagree about things. Sometimes we fight about them. Sometimes we're just stuck. Surely you don't mean me, Lord, do you? When we are not in control, we can fear, and sometimes that fear actually turns me from God when I need to then to rely on myself and turn away from the promise. And my journey from my heart to my head gets in the way. But disruption, change, new direction gives God his opportunity to work in your life and mine. Just like in Abram and Sarai, as we heard last week, go means that God is already waiting for you and me and for his people when they arrive. God is already waiting for us in a community that's about to be connected to rubble and building. God is already waiting for us in our wider church in the LCAA and Z as we move towards change that beckons. God is already in our ever-changing world and life, which goes at such a speed so often that we can't control it and we just want to get off and stop. And the promise of God is that this same Spirit who worked faith in your heart and mine will continue to be there showing you Jesus, calling you to follow him. Even and especially when the wisdom of this world tells us that we're foolish. Even and especially when the wisdom of this world tells us that we're small and insignificant. Even when the wisdom of this world tells us you can't do anything. God says and God does otherwise. God works in your heart to make the journey. And he says this to you again this day. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scholar? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of the proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews ask for signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are the called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's wisdom is stronger than human strength. Jesus' journey through the Sundays of Lent takes us to the cross. Not what the Jews expected, not what the world expects that a superhero should be. But on that journey, Jesus bids us, follow me, and he gives us the promise to be with him in paradise and to be equipped by his Spirit to go where the Holy Wind takes us, always with good news in our hearts, moving to our lips and our lives to share. The journey then always takes us to the cross and the resurrection to stand on holy ground. God be with you in your life as you make that lifelong journey from your heart to your head, and to always be able to know that Jesus is there with you, to respond in childlike faith and boldly meander and wonder where and to whom the Spirit leads you.